Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Do you notice that first word? The very first word that Jesus speaks from the cross is Father. The first thing that the Son does is to look to his Father in prayer. And we can recall how so very recently in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had just done the very same thing. Father, Father, if it is possible, let this cup be taken from me. And then as we just look ahead to the last words from the cross, Jesus again says, Father, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus, just as he has always lived, looked to his Father in prayer. But what a remarkable prayer this one is, because his first words that form a prayer is not a prayer for himself, but it's for those who are about him. Let's face it, when we are in a crisis, when we are in trouble, when we are in need, our prayer will always be something like, God help! Lord provide for me! Lord protect me! Lord heal me! Lord forgive me! But not Jesus here. He prays, Father, forgive them. The first thing that Jesus does is releases forgiveness from the cross. Just as throughout of all of his life and ministry, the love of Jesus is always going out from himself, always seeking to draw others into his love, into the embrace of his grace. And it is displayed nowhere more clearly than on the cross at this point. It is a prayer of utter grace. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So who are the them? Well, there were the soldiers. There were those who had whipped him, those who had beat him, those who had mocked him, those who had ridiculed him. There were those soldiers that had made him take the heavy wooden cross upon his shoulders and carry it up the hill to his execution place. And this was just another criminal to them. Nailing human beings to a cross was what they had to do at times. It was part of their job. And they certainly knew what they were doing. And they did it very well. And Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. And then there was Herod and Pilate and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious rulers, the national elite, the political powers, those who accused him falsely, those who plotted against him, those who manipulated the system, those who condemned him to death. They too, they knew exactly what they were doing. They were orchestrating it. So on the one hand, they're guilty of knowing what they're doing, but on the other hand, they do not know what they do. They do not understand the enormity of what they are doing. They do not grasp that amongst the horror and the guilt that God is at work reconciling the world to himself, that God is pouring forgiveness out onto the world. Words of release, words of freedom. And we note how Jesus spoke these words out loud. He took a gasping breath amongst the suffering and the agony of crucifixion to speak out words of forgiveness loud enough to be heard, loud enough to be remembered, so that they get passed on and get written down into Holy Scripture. And then they're spoken out aloud again throughout the centuries around the world. And today on this Good Friday, Father, forgive them. And so here now the them becomes us. Jesus releases forgiveness to us, to you and to me. And we know that we need forgiveness. No one is exempt. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It is while we're still sinners that Christ died for us. And as we go through the rest of this service, we're going to hear of the extraordinary lengths that God went to save us, to forgive us, to free us from guilt and from shame. And may we enter, each one of us, more deeply into these truths. But as I close, I want us to apply the word that God has spoke to me, them. It's not about us. It is about them. If we are forgiven, we are to release forgiveness to others. Jesus models this here on the cross. He did not allow the depth of pain and rejection to bring bitterness to his soul. He did not demand an apology from those who were around him. He wasn't plotting a revenge. He did not call down retribution from heaven, but he interceded and he released forgiveness. You know, this is to be a distinctive of the follower of Christ. Stephen, he was the first Christian martyr. As he was stoned to death, he spoke out the same words as Jesus. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Christians throughout the ages have offered forgiveness under extraordinary circumstances, and they still do today. Just take a look at this disturbing picture, which you will have seen on the TV screens. Just imagine last Sunday, during our Palm Sunday celebration here in the nave, a bomb going off and ripping through this building. It's a terrible thought, isn't it? It's a terrible, terrible thought. But for Egypt, just 5 days ago, this was their terrible reality. Death, destruction, evil, terror. And if you're anything like me, outrage rises up within at such horror. And even fear is within because it could be us. So how would I respond? You know, the Coptic Christians of North Africa have suffered terrible persecution for many centuries. It's a picture of their palm cross. They really take time with their palm crosses. And this Holy Week, this palm cross speaks prophetically across the world. And it speaks of forgiveness. Because just yesterday, another testimony from this country that has so many testimonies is in the news again. I don't know if you've seen it. There's a family of somebody called Nam Nassim. There's a picture of them there. The video quality not quite good enough to be able to show you this morning. I suggest you find it. The Egyptian Bible Society have just posted this online. They were on TV giving their testimony, and they were releasing forgiveness. They were speaking out words of forgiveness out loud. This is part of what his wife said live on TV to the bomb planter. She said, I am telling him, may God forgive him. Believe me, she said, I am not angry. Believe me, and she's speaking to the perpetrator who planted the bomb, I forgive you. Then she went on, I am not angry at those who did this, and I ask the Lord to forgive them. And the presenter on the channel has to get his composure, having watched this live interview happening. And when he does, he said this. He said, Egyptian Christians are made of steel. Egyptian Christians for hundreds of years are bearing many atrocities and disasters. Oh, how great is the amount of forgiveness you have. If your enemy knew how much forgiveness you have for them, he would not believe it. He then said, if it was my father that was killed, I could never say this, what the woman had been saying. And then he said this, "These people," meaning the Coptic Christians, "have so much forgiveness. This is their faith and religious conviction." And he finished it with this, "These people are made from a different substance." These people are made from a different substance. They're made from the type of substance which, when it gets squeezed, when it gets abused, when it gets persecuted, Christ-like forgiveness is released. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Father, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Friends, in whatever circumstances come our way, may we have the grace to release forgiveness to them, to others. Speak words of release, and then we find that we are truly free ourselves. Amen.